Hello and welcome. You're listening to Agronomy and Economy from the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center. I'm Ryan Beto, an NDSU Extension Cropping System Specialist.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, instructor with the North Dakota Farm Business Management Program, employee of Bismarck State College.
The grass is green, the meadowlarks are chirping. With the amount of movement in the fields, it appears that spring is here. While after a long winter, we may feel pressure to get out into the field, please be sure to keep in mind the proper conditions needed. Certain crops should not be planted too early. The calendar can be used to guide decisions, but weather conditions should be considered most important. If corn or soybean seeds imbibe or drink water that is colder than 50 degrees, it can cause injury to the seedling. The colder the water, the greater the risk. The cell membranes in the seed can rupture, causing contents of the cell to leak and make the plant more susceptible to diseases and poor stands. The colder the soil, the longer the seed sits in the ground at risk of disease. Corn and soybean generally won't germinate if the soil temperature is under 50 degrees. Also keep moisture in mind. If soil moisture is too high at planting, whatever the crop you are planting, it could get sidewall compaction in the furrow, which could also cause stand loss.
When deciding on a planting date, production risk of direct and indirect losses should be accounted for. If a crop is planted too early and suffers disease issues later on, or is planted too late and suffers yield loss, both cases would be an example of an indirect loss because of the lower yields and less grain to move. If a crop is planted too early, it may result in severe enough damage to warrant replanting. This would be a direct loss of the inputs already seeded, an additional cost of new inputs required.
The same process of basing decisions on conditions should be used throughout the season, especially for decisions like side dressing fertilizer and applying pesticides. That's all we have for you today. If you have any questions, you can contact us at the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center, located at 1041 State Avenue, Dickinson, North Dakota. Or you can call us at 701-456-1100. I'm Ryan Beto.
And I'm Levi Helmuth. Be patient in the fields and kind on the roads.
Have a good one.